farmers at the moment, there's an incredible crisis there. The marketplace is a difficult place at the moment. There's downward pressure on a lot of the markets around Europe. So from the very start, the IFA would have looked at one of the bigger issues that would have a longer term meaningful effect on EU beef prices, and particularly for EU beef farmers, including the Irish farmers. And that's when we called for the EU to ban the imports of all substandard beef being produced outside the EU but being imported into the EU. Brexit is only 73 days away. Regardless of what's talked about, a crash out, a no-deal Brexit throws everything into the in a heap, really, and leaves Irish beef farmers with an incredible mountain to climb if there is a no-deal situation. We're hoping that there won't. We're hoping that common sense will prevail and some sort of a deal will be hatched out. But it's damage limitation at best. And in here at the talks, unfortunately, those talks preclude anyone to talk from talking about price. And as far as farmers are concerned, it's really all about price, and rightly so. So in here, there's different talks about the grid, about 30 months, about greater transparency, price index. We've been calling for action to ensure that there's live exports there for our weanlings this back end, and also for the young calves again in the springtime. And above all, that there will be a fully funded cap going forward. So there are a number of issues, but unfortunately, price isn't really being discussed at those talks, and that was made very clear before we went into the talks. But I think to get something meaningful for the EU farmer, it's beyond Ireland, it's across Europe, and that means a promotion of beef, given the fact that consumption is reducing, but also a ban on the importation of substandard beef into the EU and help rebalance the EU market.